Monarch butterflies are not around in the numbers they used to be, not by a long shot. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. By some estimates, monarch populations have dropped by 90% over the past 20 years. Julie Grant looks at why that's happened to these iconic butterflies and at efforts to save them.
Jerry Weedman is counting butterflies. He's a retired chemist, and today he's holding a clipboard and a butterfly net with a pole that's almost as tall as he is. We're walking around a park that overlooks Lake Erie in northeast Ohio.
That one's pretty.
Yeah, that's a cabbage white.
This isn't just a casual walk. This path through meadows and woods is what's called a butterfly transect. Weedman and others set it up.
And we count butterflies within 7.5 feet on either side of us.
As we walk, he jots down how many butterflies and what species we've seen.
There's your red admiral. See him?
Weedman has been fascinated with butterflies since he was a kid. For many young people, monarch butterflies are the first to get their attention. Their large orange and black wings are easy to spot, and their migration story is a mystery of nature. Each spring, these tiny fluttering creatures fly thousands of miles. They leave their winter homes in forests high in the mountains of Mexico. The females lay eggs in milkweed plants in the southern U.S. Most monarchs live only a few weeks, so the new butterflies continue the journey started by their parents. It can take 5 generations to complete 1 migration to Canada. Some years, Weedman has personally counted hundreds of monarchs migrating through Ohio. But that's changed.
We don't get the numbers migrating through that we did in the late 90s or early 2000.
His counts show fluctuations in the monarch population, but it's a downward trend. It's the same story all around the country.
Hi, I'm Chip Taylor. I'm director of Monarch Watch at the University of Kansas.
Taylor says monarch numbers started to plummet in the early 2000s. That's when Roundup Ready seeds became popular. With this new technology, farmers could spray entire fields with herbicide. The weeds would die, but the crops were fine. Taylor says it also killed off the milkweed, and that's the only food monarch caterpillars can eat.
You know, I've got nice, really nice pictures of milkweed growing in corn and soybean fields around the year 2000. Then around 2006, you couldn't find milkweed growing in corn and soybean fields anywhere. I mean, it was just about impossible.
Around 2007, President George Bush made a push for huge increases in corn-based ethanol and other homegrown sources of energy. With the help of Roundup Ready technology, many farmers planted corn and soy on land that had been fallow or in conservation. This killed off even more milkweed.
And the estimate is that we've lost 100 million acres of habitat just to the adoption of this particular technology.
According to estimates by the Center for Biological Diversity, monarch populations have dropped by nearly 1 billion since the mid-1990s. They've petitioned the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to protect the monarch under the Endangered Species Act. Taylor argues against that.
I don't think they should be listed as threatened. I think that is counterproductive. The value of this petition really is that it's caught everybody's attention.
Taylor says regulation could set up conflicts between farmers and the federal government. Still, he sees a need to restore tens of thousands of acres of habitat for the butterflies. He says that's already starting to happen, with many people planting milkweed in their home gardens and teaching children about it in school. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.
On Thursday, we'll find out how to choose the right milkweed plants for your backyard. If you're not careful, you could buy plants that are treated with an insecticide that can kill monarch caterpillars. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.